Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. 2016 was the last year that methyl bromide was allowed to be used in pest management programs, and growers are concerned about finding an effective alternative. Mark Bolda is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor, serving as the County Director for Santa Cruz County. He noted why he's optimistic about finding a suitable replacement.
We have got all of the researchers in this industry together working as a unit. And there's a lot of smart people working on this problem right now. Growers, researchers, all right, that's one. Two is we're starting to see some methods that are pretty interesting. Another method I didn't mention was steam.
That steam method involves pushing steam into the soil to kill certain pathogens. Crop rotation also plays a significant role in pest management, along with coordination between different growers. Bolda mentioned what works for some growers doesn't necessarily mean will work for other growers.
It's not going to be one size fits all. I don't think steam, everybody's will be situations where it's very effective. So we're starting to see some methods start to pop up that are offering a lot of potential.
Methyl bromide proved to be an effective fumigant, and while it will be missed by growers, its absence is allowing farmers to demonstrate their creativity in finding new solutions to a problem.
People are willing to do that. I've seen some very interesting things on the parts of some very creative growers that's like, wow, and it works really well.
Growers might have some difficulty working out a new pest management program without the use of methyl bromide, but Bolda noted that understanding the problem at hand is an excellent step in the right direction.
World War II, the Department of Defense said to the scientific community as a whole, we have some major problems here. Figure them out. And they defined what the problem was. Don't just turn scientists loose and just say study and do experiments. No. Define the problem. And I think what we've done with the fumigants over this last 2 years, we have defined the problem, and now that mental energy and that mental potential is moving.
Bolda also commented on what happens when a research concern is not clearly defined.
You need to define it in order to bring the people in to solve it. Let's have world peace. Well, that's not well defined. Break it down, a cataloged structure. People can start to address it. But until you do that, it's a little difficult. It's too nebulous.
Methyl iodide proved to be a fairly effective fumigant, but Bolda explained that its use became a problematic issue.
It was political. I actually worked in the private sector at that time, and we did the residue work on it. We did a lot of the efficacy work. The science was excellent. Fell apart in the political space.
This is California Ag Today.